There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Well, it's another typical winter day in Reno. Temperature is 39 degrees, but you look outside and I don't know what's going on. And the traffic is no problem whatsoever. Yes, this is a local show. I'm John Potter in Reno, and speaking of which, I don't know what's going on in Carson City. Is Craig, who drove to work today, and now this is a long drive, you know, from Reno to Carson City. And how many cars during that whole trip did you see?
Well, during that 22-mile trip today, from my apartment down to the office, I had one car in front of me and one car behind me that I could see. Now, I did see several Highway Patrol and Nevada State Police along the way on the other side, but that was it on my side.
Just you're kidding me.
Total two cars, yeah.
So, this two other vehicles that you saw, what, you take 580?
Yep.
Something's going on.
It's Saturday.
But this is, well, I guess we have
they've
a huge
gone
audience.
The other, they've gone the other way to get up to the lake to go skiing.
That's where they went. Yes.
They went up Mount Rose Highway or I-80 to go skiing. So that's.
So how was your week?
My week was very uneventful. I got a lot of stuff done here in the office. We have a new program starting tomorrow evening here on KKFT, and that's the Eric Erickson Show from 5 to 7 p.m. So, yeah, it's just taking care of business, you know, as they say, kicking butt and taking names.
I went to the doctor this week, and my doctor's office is doing this check-in by phone when you arrive business. Send a text to their AI system when you arrive. You know, just like
fill
the DMV.
Out your forms that you need before you get there on the phone.
They want you to do that. So, you know, they're okay. So the check-ins, like the DMV does, they want you to text when you arrive, and because there's nobody at the reception desk, and you know what's next? No front desk person. Another human bites the dust.
Yeah.
Now, Craig. Craig has moved on. You're ahead of the rest of us. You've moved on to what is called virtual doctor visits.
That's correct.
And I
my
was
doctor,
there.
My doctor is here in Carson City, but I didn't have to leave the comfort of my desk in my cubicle to go to the doctor. I just did it right there in the office.
And I was there when you did one, and you seemed to prefer it.
Yes. It's not that I prefer, but it's for things like I was doing. I was just doing blood work, information, telling me, what they would like to do, But as far as getting the blood work, that would still be in office. And if it was something major, they wouldn't do a virtual appointment. They'd have you come in. So
it's like I was watching George Jetson, folks. You don't have to leave work or drive to see the doctor. Can you tell? I guess you can't, whether the doctor is wearing pants.
I see a head and shoulders, and that's about it.
I mean, I'd be wondering the whole time.
No, it's not like a courtroom where the judge just wears his robes.
You don't feel it's odd. Okay.
No, because she is still in the office when she's doing this, so she has to have some respect for her clients.
I got so many questions. I mean, so the prostate exam, do they just walk you through it?
That would be one of the visits that you have to actually go into the office for.
Or what would the proctologist Zoom visit be like?
Oh, I don't want to even think about it.
Turn around.
Yeah, my thought too is a gastroenterologist getting your colonoscopy. Mm. Yeah, that wouldn't be something you could do yourself.
I don't think the dentists get to join in on this whole thing.
No.
I can't picture how that would be. You know, I would do telemedicine, but I think the camera adds 10 pounds. So,
well, that's one thing I was able to do is I did my own scale at home. I was down 10 pounds from my last visit. Yay. I was, did my own blood pressure, my own pulse ox, and what else was there? Oh, my own glucose test, because I am type 2 diabetic. So I was able to prick my own finger.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
You prick your own? Oh, my gosh.
Twice a day.
I know a lady who told her Zoom FaceTime doctor that she has a rash on her face, but it was covered by the makeup that she wore for the Zoom call. So there is confusion. You know what doctors don't like? Both Zoom and in-office visits, because I went this week, they don't like responding. And he told me this because I asked him something about something I saw on the internet, and he rolled his eyes. And they don't like responding to all the health things that you bring up from seeing on the internet. I guess everybody is coming in with internet clickbait articles.
Hypochondriacs.
Well, it's turned us all, I guess, into hypochondriacs. But they don't like it. They just might start charging extra if you ask about an internet article about health. Okay. Daylight saving.
We didn't get to lose an hour's sleep tonight.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. What's that?
We lose an hour's sleep tonight.
Yeah, yeah. The government, once again, is going to steal an hour of our sleep. When are we getting rid of this?
You know, I've thought about living in Arizona because it doesn't change year-round.
Just for that, huh?
Yeah, just for that. But then I wouldn't get to work with people like John Potter. Oh, wait, maybe that's a... No.
Well, reading here, you know, every year they come out with the daylight saving articles. One story says, even though polls show most people dislike the system that has most Americans changing clocks twice a year, the political moves necessary to change the system have not succeeded because opinions on the issue and its potential impacts are sharply divided. Oh, my God, just do it.
Well, we've tried a couple of times. Well, I think it's every session in the legislature here in Nevada for, well, several sessions. I want to say this at least goes 10 years back, so that would be five sessions that we tried it, and it never got out of it would get out of committee, but it would never be heard.
Somebody kills it. It's like, why? Who's paying these people? What the daylight saving is neither daylight nor saving. Here's me at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow. It's pitch black outside.
Exactly.
What time is it? Oh my God, is it midnight? It feels like midnight. And I don't know about yours, but at my house, it's always half of my electronic devices and appliances jump ahead an hour, the other half don't.
Yeah, I've got two that don't. My thing is when my cat was still with us.
Oh, yeah, they don't know.
They don't know, but they, and so what, you know, they're getting on you, waking you up what they think is the right time, but it's an hour earlier by the clock.
Yep.
Their time is just weird.
Yeah, I'd love to be on cat time. Dave,
lay around and sleep all day?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Spring Forward Sunday should all be followed by a national holiday on Monday. And if you thought this Monday sucked, wait till the next one. I'll say it again. On a weekend, why not move the clocks ahead at 4 p.m. on a Friday? Sorry, boss. And why can't we move back time can move it back to where we can afford to fill up our car? Yep. But on the bright side, we're an hour closer to happy hour starting tomorrow. All right.
One quick thing on this, John.
Yeah.
Everybody remember to set your clock ahead, because if you forget tonight and it doesn't do it automatically, you're going to be late to your church service.
Yes.
It's going to be over by the time you get there.
I know. I have been caught. Exactly. A lot of people have. Update out of the house. My Spectrum negotiations went very well. I lucked out. I got a guy who the call went to San Antonio. Got a guy who really enjoys his job and really wanted to help. You know the deal. Your promotional period's ending, and it's that yearly call to the cell phone or the internet or the TV provider. And I've been through this many times. And what you get on the other end of the line is all luck of the draw. when you're calling to see if they could reduce your bill. There was one lady I got back when I lived on Mayberry. I told her, I can't pay this bill now. It's too high. I got this, and I got this nice deal offered by AT&T, and unless you can help, I'll just have to disconnect. And she goes, okay. Canceled my service. But lately I've been lucky just to extend the promotion period with just a little increase, but you know, those add up. Why do they make you do this? It's like a game. And Sirius XM and a couple of other people, they do the same exact thing. And best I can figure is, I guess most people don't go through the hassle of calling up and doing the negotiation thing, and that's where they, it turns out, they make more money this way doing it. But like the insurance company, I haven't put in a claim since I was a teenager, and it goes up every year. I don't want to turn this into old man griping again. Here we go. I'm cutting myself off right there. Up next, gas prices in Nevada. You're not going to like the latest. I mean, you're not going to like the past 24 hours about that. I'll touch on the national stuff. Christy Noem, Iran, can we call it war? I guess so. That's all up next. And folks, you are welcome to join in the conversation. 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. It's all live and local. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hello. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature, 40 degrees, plenty of sunshine. I hate bringing up the negative stuff, but this is top of mind, very important to Nevada. Yes, gas prices are still climbing, and I'm not talking about, oh, this week. I'm talking the last 24 hours here. They are still climbing, and I'm sweating like Britney Spears at a traffic stop. Would you believe in Nevada, gas prices at the pump went up 15 cents in just the past 24 hours? According to AAA's data, right now, the average price per gallon in Nevada back up at $4.12. That's the average price. In Washoe County, the average is now $4.50 a gallon. Carson City, $3.96. Douglas County, $3.99. Lyon County, average price, $3.77. That's your lowest right there. Might be in the whole state. Let's see here. Churchill County, $3.99 average. Mineral County, $4.14. In the city of Reno, the average is now $4.41. A month ago, it was $3.87. Diesel average is now $4.78 in Reno. Over the hill, and by the way, when I was driving to work this morning past a couple of radio stations, gas stations, sorry. Well, I did, actually. I went down Plum. I passed a bunch of radio. Anyway, the gas stations I passed were all fives. $5 this, $5 that. Over the hill, the average is $5.10. That's the average for regular at South Lake. Crude oil is at $91 a barrel this morning. It was $55 at the beginning of this year. It's the biggest gain since 1983. Well, it's the war, as the TV news media will tell you. What the mainstream media doesn't tell you is, gas prices typically climb at about this time, the change of seasons. This is when demand rises, more people travel, and the refineries change out from the winter blend fuel. Oh, and something else our news media neglects to mention, Governor Newsom shutting down refineries in the very state that sends us the fuel. Channel 2, you guys just said it was just because of the war last night. I hate wars. I hate their effect on prices, too. but it's not all that. And the local news could also bring up now and then the taxes that Washoe County puts on our gas, one of the highest, if not the highest, gas taxes in the nation. I'm reading what one local station posted, quote, "The increase primarily comes down to the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway between Iran and Oman, which controls roughly 20% of the world's oil supplies." Well, here's the deal. We used to get more than 50% from there, but the U.S. has very much increased our own drilling and production to reduce our dependency. And today, Venezuela now accounts for less than 1% of global oil production. Iran's production is at about 3%. And so this massive jump in gas prices, I feel, is a big overreaction fanned by the flames of the overly dramatic, it's the end of the world, mainstream news media. And I also must remind the average gas price in Reno in June 2022, the average price here in town was over $6. It was $6.05 a gallon, the average in Reno in 2022. And the diesel average in Reno was $6.19, the average. And many were above that during, well, you know who was in charge. The other big news of the week, y'all know about Kristi Noem. Now, here's the local take on this, though. She was fired right after she visited here. She was in Reno Monday at the Pepper Mill. Oh, my God. Was that her last public appearance at the sheriff's convention there? And by the next day, Tuesday, the word was out in D.C. that she was gone. But I'll still keep the poster of her up at the house. Kristi Noem is headed back to South Dakota. Somebody should warn her dogs. She is coming home. Cricket Jr., run for your life. The firing, she never saw it coming. She knows how her dog felt. But no, I want to get back to this. Her firing may have stemmed from her relationship with Corey Lewandowski. He, of course, in 2016 was Trump's first campaign manager, who has a close relationship with President Trump. And he has apparently a closer relationship with Kristi Noem. And she was asked on Tuesday during her appearance with Congress, African-American lady Democrat asking, "Have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski?" And there was not a direct answer to that question. And I think that is what got her fired. She did the one thing you can't do in the Trump administration. She looked bad on television. No, it may also have been that she blamed the $220 million ad campaign, which was a free advertisement for her about deport yourself. She said that President Trump approved that. At any rate, it was clear on Tuesday that the Republicans wanted her gone, and by Tuesday night, President Trump wanted her gone, according to the Wall Street Journal, and he made it official on Thursday, and she's gone. And Corey Lewandowski, the Wall Street Journal, reported that he went in and shouted at the president, and they were yelling back and forth at each other, and I wasn't aware that you're allowed to yell at presidents. Her replacement for Secretary of Homeland Security is Mark Wayne Mullen. What do you think? Well, I think that Democrats have their knives out for him, of course. The media, too. The media, they're all calling him election denier on TV. But he has been a go-between between Trump and some Senate Democrats, and I think that while Senate Democrats are not going to say he's a great guy, I do believe that they can work with him, which will be a significant improvement from where they were with Kristi Noem. And one thing I'll politely say is, folks, I'm not a political national expert or anything, but I feel we dodged a bullet on this because Kristi Noem almost became the vice presidential nominee. I think most people believe that President Trump was leaning that way. And that's when Charlie Kirk popped up. And Charlie Kirk went to President Trump and he said, I would like to recommend my friend J.D. Vance over here. And Charlie Kirk made the case for why J.D. Vance might be a good vice president. And ultimately, Trump got to know J.D. a little bit better and ultimately came to agreement with Charlie Kirk. And so we got J.D. Vance, and he's fine by me. You may or may not like him, but we could have had Kristi Noem, and that could have been pretty bad at any rate. Now, Mark Wayne Mullen is his own sort of guy. He's a Cherokee. He's very proud of that fact. He's a registered member of the Nation of the Oklahoma Cherokees. He's the only member of the United States Senate who does not have a bachelor's degree. His dad had a construction company, fixed houses, build houses and such, but things were tough. And Mark Wayne Mullen, he had to go to work at 20 years old in his dad's company as a builder, and he stayed in that. Senator John Fetterman called him, quote, a good dude. And how do you get that name, Mark Wayne Mullen? Well, his mom has two brothers, Mark and Wayne, and she wanted to name her baby after one of them. So she's there at the hospital, and this is the story that they tell. She writes on the form, Mark Wayne, and then her plan is, well, I'm going to think about this, and I'm going to cross out the one I don't want, and the baby's name will be the one that's left. Well, at the hospital, they came and picked up the paperwork before she got to it, and they never got around to correcting it. And, you know, Mark Wayne's not a bad name. So that's how he came to be Mark Wayne Mullen. He grew the business. He built it up pretty well. He became rich. He sold a portion of it, and he's like a smaller millionaire after selling the family business. He's had three professional MMA fights. He won all three of them, one by a technical knockout, the other by two by submission. Interesting guy, right? He was in the U.S. House for 10 years, in the Senate for three, took some classes in construction management. He's also a businessman, he's been working with customers, making deals for business for a couple or three decades. And then after he got in the House of Representatives, he did some sort of online thing and got him an associate's degree. But he's full of bluster. He's a big bluster, big chest, I'll wrestle you kind of guy. He challenged the Teamsters president to a fight, I think twice during committee meetings. But the end of that story is Trump called them both up separately and said, hey, stop being dumbasses. You two guys, you believe in a lot of the same things. You ought to try to be friends. And so Trump forced them to go eat lunch together. And the deal is they found out that they do like each other, and they ended up being very good friends. And one thing real quick about Mark Wayne Mullen, Democrat senators have found Mark Wayne Mullen to be a good go-between with the White House, and the senators have found him to be honest and reliable in this, and they probably won't vote for him for secretary, but they Homeland Security, and they'll probably make a big fuss about ICE and all that other stuff, but I think that they, like everybody in Washington, would be much relieved believing that Mark Wayne Mullen will be a lot more level-headed and far easier to deal with for everybody. So it's my pleasure to have you get to know this guy who's going to be in charge of Homeland Security. I'm John Potter, live and local. Our guest Derek is up next, talking health, next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, about 9:30.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
So Derek Lee was very gracious when he came in the studio and asked me, hey, how are things going? And this poor guy had to sit here and listen to me talk about my sewer line and my taxes. And I could tell that you were waiting for me to stop talking. I could just tell. But you were very polite and acted like you were very interested in hearing my sob stories about my sewer line and my taxes. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, John.
You're so nice. He he really, like, I could tell, I could, like, he wanted to step out and have an excuse, like, I'm going to get some coffee. Anyway, Derek Lee of brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee. I took my new routine this morning. Your new All Systems Go. My two favorites, Shilajit and Sloop 332, and my Saturday pill, Dopexil. And it's a beautiful day in my world. And I am able to speak like I know something. It's a wonderful thing. So thank you again for your products at brainhealthformulas.com.
Thank you, John. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. And thank you for the continual, thank you for sharing your, what you experienced from our products. I'm very grateful for you and your contribution and for you being honest with all of our listeners. Thank you.
That about capsulizes it right there. Okay, so what's new?
So we put together a new bundle called the Anti-Aging Bundle. And so we had an anti-aging bundle maybe about a year ago, and we decided to kind of reformat a little bit based on products we actually have now. So Restore is one of the pieces of it. It's four parts to this. Restore is going to activate the brain, improve our immune system, improve our emotional body, help balance things out in the brain. So that's one product. Number two is going to be Dopexil. Dopexil improves dopamine production. Dopamine is critical for having a proper nervous system. Dopamine is responsible for short-term memory loss. The Dopexil helps with the gut. Dopexil helps with communication from the brain to the gut, improves digestion. So that's number two. Number three is going to be All Systems Go. All Systems Go is a new product we released a couple weeks ago. What that's going to do is work on metabolism. It's going to improve how we metabolize our nutrients. It's going to improve how we produce energy, how we function throughout the day. Can we sustain a full day of energy based on the food that we eat? Do we get tired halfway through the day? I believe All Systems Go kind of gives us an extra kick in the pants to get through the day. It helps metabolize food. It helps our mitochondria produce energy more efficiently. That's All Systems Go. Metabolism is a big thing of why people believe they are gaining weight as we get older. So that's a formula that provides it provides a substantial amount of energy. It gives me the ability to burn through the foods that we eat a lot faster. I view that as energy consumption.
Which one is that?
All Systems Go.
All Systems Go, yeah.
And so the fourth one is going to be lactoferrin formula. Lactoferrin formula is a glycoprotein extracted from whole fats and from milk, dairy products specifically. Glycoprotein is like a 426-chain protein. And so that protein from, it's called lactoferrin, that actually has the potential to rebuild the intestinal wall, the intestinal lining. It's the only protein I found that can do that. It also will chew up, it'll kill off the overgrowth of yeast within the intestinal wall. The overgrowth of yeast is what I believe generates food or sugar cravings per se. Like people like to have a few beers at night. It's that yeast that which is driving that craving because it needs to be fed. And so if people like to eat ice cream or crave sweets at night, it's the overgrowth of yeast in the intestinal tract, which is driving that emotional craving. Because we as humans, and from a natural place, we shouldn't ever crave sugars per se. We shouldn't have food cravings because that's emotion. Us in humans in our natural state, we shouldn't have cravings for sugar because sugar is almost irrelevant to us. We need sustenance. Our body needs food in order to survive, in order to function. We need the food. And to have a sugar craving, that's emotion-based. That's not a necessity. That is an emotion. If we eat for emotion, that's something we don't need to get through the day. And so that's how we differentiate what do we need versus what do we want. If we want something, that's not what the body needs. That's what the overgrowth of yeast needs in our intestinal tract. It's what generates that emotional craving for sugars most of the time. And sugar can be a glass of wine, can be a bottle of beer.
That's right.
Any type of hard alcohol, and lactoferrin addresses that. So if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking just improve your gut, the anti-aging bundle could do that. Lactoferrin, if weight loss is your goal, take one capsule of the lactoferrin formula 1 to 2 hours before you eat dinner, and you won't have those food cravings late at night. And so that'll help mitigate any of those sugar cravings, especially ice cream like after dinner, or a piece of pie or a piece of cake or something sweet afterwards.
you seem to sound like sugar's useless, but isn't it a huge negative?
Natural sugars are really important, like from fruits, vegetables. Sugars
They're important.
They're really important, but it's the artificial, it's the ice cream, it's the sweets, it's the candy, it's all those cravings. Mm-hmm. Is not necessarily natural to us. So fruit has a bacteria in it. Fruit has natural enzymes for us to break down the fruit itself. So there's a lot of benefits to natural fruits, to natural sweeteners, not natural sweeteners, but natural sweet things like fruits is the perfect example. So we need carbohydrates. We need the sugar. We don't need processed sugar. We don't need ice cream at night. We don't need a piece of pie at night. We don't need a piece of cake at night. That's something we want. When emotion is driving the want, that's not necessarily what the body needs or the brain needs. That's what the yeast needs.
All new anti-aging bundle and the sale on the new anti-aging bundle. This is very generous. Buy two, get one free.
Yeah, the anti-aging bundles, that's one way how we can provide discounts for everyone is to just bundle things. So just the bundle itself is a $70 savings. And then if you buy two bundles and get one free, then that's a lot more savings. That's $340 savings if you buy two bundles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
So, yeah, that's what we can do is just to – and you don't need a discount code. Just buy two of the bundles, and we will ship the third bundle for free in the shipping side. There's no discount code needed. Just buy two bundles, and we'll ship three.
What are you like when you go see the doctor? Because you sound like you know a lot more.
I have not been to a doctor since I developed Restore. No, haven't. I went once, actually. I went once to try to get a prescription so I could continue donating blood. And at that time, the doctor was more interested in what my amino acid complex is made from than he was at giving me anything. So I didn't get. I got a prescription to donate blood. I never went. I haven't donated blood since 2019. And so up to that point, I was donating blood once every 1 to 2 weeks because my body was producing so many red blood cells. So I had polycythemia, which is a blood disorder.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so that's why I had to donate blood so much. But when I developed Restore, that stopped the need to donate blood. So we reversed that autoimmune disorder called polycythemia just by taking Restore.
Man, I sure learn a lot from you. I'm still learning. It's over four or a couple of years now we've had you on. BrainHealthFormulas.com, anti-aging bundle. Buy two, get one free. Save hundreds. Wow. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Look for the anti-aging bundle on the first page, right?
Yeah, it'll either be, I tried to put it in the newest section. Mm-hmm. If it's not there, it'll be in the bundle section. That'd be at the very bottom of the page.
You have a bundle section?
We have a bundle section, yeah.
So these bundles you introduce, you keep them permanently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I thought those were like...
So the Valentine bundle was going to be temporary, but so many people enjoyed it, we just kept it because it's really beneficial. It can be very beneficial for people who are dealing with emotional upheaval, being with anxiety, social anxiety, struggling to connect with people, struggling to connect with their partners, their spouse, their kids. Oxytocin and Dopexol are a big factor in that. And so then adding Restore into that, it just helps everything kind of work together.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Going to take our break, have our final segment with Derek up next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Dime 948.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk, live and local. The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee's here, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Check out that website, folks, BrainHealthFormulas.com. See all the products that have changed lives, including me. All systems go, Shilajit, Sloop 332, my favorites, and Dopexol, of course, it's great. It really is. Anti-aging bundle. Buy two, get one free of the bundle that focus on anti-aging. So what have folks been saying about the products lately, Derek?
You know, the big things we've been getting responses from is all systems go. And when people have been taking, if you take one capsule twice a day, This is really where you get in the weight loss components. Mm-hmm. One capsule twice a day. One person who specifically lost 6 pounds in a week because they just were able to control their sugar cravings more efficiently, and they actually ate more appropriate amounts. And that's what I believe the biggest issue is the amount of food that we eat is what causes us to gain weight. I don't believe it really has to do with the type of food. It's the amount of food. So if we can just reduce the amount of foods that we eat, then we can control our weight more efficiently. And that's what All System Go has enables people to do, is we have more appropriate choices, make more appropriate choices, and we eat more appropriate amounts of food, and we can burn through the nutrients much more efficiently. And that's what we had. One person lost 6 pounds in a week. We had four others who lost 4 pounds in a week. And so people, this is some of what people have been communicating to me, not only losing weight, but they feel fantastic. They say that they get through their day from the time they start to the end of the day, they are just running at 100%. They feel fantastic. And then when they hop into bed, everything just shuts down and they wake up rested again. And so we believe a combination of All Systems Go and lactoferrin, those two together, I believe people can drop a lot of weight if they want to. And so then these people weren't being very active either. This is just based on diet. So when you add exercise into that, that changes the entire narrative.
So they just don't feel like eating.
They feel content. And so they don't, that drive to eat, that need to eat isn't there because they feel good.
So they don't really have to change the diet.
Right. And so that's one of the benefits.
6 pounds in a week.
Yep. That's what Sloop 332 does. And so, and that's a key component in the All Systems Go as well.
Okay. Now these are, or at least some of those are in the anti-aging bundle.
Yeah, both of those are.
But you also have weight loss capsules.
We have, the Sloop 332 helps people lose weight. All Systems Go, I believe, is more efficient. However, everyone's different. Everyone, it works differently with everyone. And so we have All Systems Go, and then we also have Sloop 332. They do similar things. I believe All Systems Go might be a little more efficient. At the same time, that can be too much for people. So some people like Sloop 332 better than All Systems Go. It all depends on the individual.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. All right, we're getting close to your grand opening of your brick-and-mortar Brain Health Formulas store.
Yeah, getting there. Getting close.
What's the latest?
We're figuring out what to do and how to approach it. And that's the big question is how do we present ourselves optimally for this grand opening?
Super exciting. It's going to be at the Smithridge.
It's called the Smithridge Business Plaza, I believe.
Okay.
The address is 780 Smithridge Drive.
And everybody knows just Trader Joe's.
It's behind Trader Joe's.
That's all you have to say.
So it's a Smithridge Business Plaza, I believe is the plaza we our building is in. We're at unit 450, and that's where we're at. Phone number is 775-634-7789 if anyone has any questions also.
And the opening day calendar, this folks, March 28th. That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
We're doing the show there.
Yes, we are. It's going to be fun.
All right. Samples?
We'll have samples of some things, like All Systems Go, Sloop 332. We'll have samples of. That's something that someone can notice an effect with within 1 to 2 days. A lot of my other products, people won't notice have an effect for maybe a week. So it's maybe Dopexil also. But other than those three, it takes longer to build up. Some people are sensitive. Some people feel things more efficiently. But I believe those three in particular, people notice usually within 24 hours.
You're going to get hammered by questions.
That's all right. I love questions. Yeah. I talk on the phone all day. It's great.
And all the products on the shelves?
Yeah. We're going to be loaded up, getting ready for that grand opening. Yep.
Grand opening sale?
Grand opening sale. We haven't decided what that is yet, but there will be one.
All right, it's coming up soon, man.
It is. What have we got? Is. 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Three weeks.
I got to ask this real quick. A new study just out. It says whether or not you have Alzheimer's has to do with are you making enough new neurons and whether those new neurons are being matured. If you don't have enough new neurons and if the neurons are not mature, you get Alzheimer's.
It's possible.
All right. If you have plenty and they're very mature, you become a super ager and you become just an average aging adult. What can we do or take to make new neurons?
Neurogenesis. That's how you build new neurons. that provides all the nutrients needed to build it.
That's a product.
Yeah, it's a product we have, Neurogenesis. Yeah, a
lot of people love it. Yes, there you go.
It actually helps you build new neurons. And another way to really expand the capacity to drive that production of new neurons is doing things differently or adding something else you haven't done before. So that forces the brain to learn again. And when we can force the brain to learn something new in one area, it enables us to learn something new in all areas, even if something we've done our entire lives. If we learn something new, it improves the brain's ability to learn something new across everything we've always done.
Be good to your brain.
It's healthy. It's healthy to keep learning. It's healthy to keep doing. And it's just challenging the brain and challenging ourselves to learn something new, to comprehend something new, to learn something different keeps our brain sharp and keeps our brain expanding in a way that our brain doesn't get bored. And so it's keeping the brain active and out of boredom is what keeps that is a significant part of aging and keeping those neurons continually firing. That's what it's about.
So look for Neurogenesis too. We got a shopping list here for you folks at brainhealthformulas.com. Again, the new bundle is the anti-aging bundle. The sale on the new anti-aging bundle is buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com and save a lot of money. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Fastest half hour ever, every time I talk to you. And folks, on the 28th of March, we'll see you at the grand opening of the Brain Health Formulas store at Smithridge Plaza behind Trader Joe's. Fox News next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.